Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Building Success Stories with Ann Donnelly. I am producer Seth Cooper. We're in the month of May, and Ann, this episode is all about domains.
Well, it's about authority, domain authority. So this is following on from our last two episodes were about search engine optimization. And one of the really important things about it's an important aspect to search engine optimization, but the benefit of it is that it's great for overall brand awareness. So domain authority is sort of the value that your website, so your domain name is your, you know, the URL, the, you know, for your website, how people find you on the internet. But domain authority is sort of the value that search engines give to your website and each page of your website, so that it then determines how you're going to come up when people are searching on the phrases that are relevant to your business and what the content is on your website. So there's a lot of different factors for that. But the reason, like, this is a specific service that I offer to people because I do feel like this is so important. Because over the years, like, if you listen to the last two episodes, I detailed a lot of the things that are important, like the basics of SEO. And what has happened over the years, because people were learning how to kind of trick, you know, play games with the search engines and things they might see that would work, like, you know, repeating words over and over again. And we discussed jokingly, like, people putting it in a font color that was the same as the background so people can't see it. But, like, they would think that search engines would take it on. But search engines figure this stuff out. So there's a lot of websites out there that, like, don't have a lot of great content, but they're using, like, different strategies to try to rank well because they may have ads on them, or they just may feel it's the best way to get their website up there. But a good domain authority is a way of making sure that your website does have value for users in a way that the search engines are also going to take that on and see that. So it increases brand awareness and authority. It helps you win more of your ideal customers and increase sales. And it's going to raise the overall value of your business, because if your website is valuable, that is an asset to your business. But also increased sales, obviously, is going to increase your bottom line and the value of your business. So the actual phrase domain authority was created by a search engine business called Moz, M-O-Z. They were one of the first tools to come out that web developers could use to sort of see the SEO value of the websites, and you could do key phrase research. It's still going all these years later. I still use it. I use a number of different tools just to kind of compare what the results are. So they came up with domain authority because, like, search engines like Google, they don't tell you what the algorithm is. But web developers, SEO people, they kind of track the performance of sites, and, like, companies like Moz, they track on a larger scale and feel that they know a lot of what they call signals that the search engines use to determine how that the algorithm's going to work. So they came up with this number, domain authority. Now, the way I look at it is, like, it's not obviously the exact authority that Google's going to give your website, but it's a good way to track progress. So say you have a domain authority of 20 today, which is maybe a good starting point. If it's 30 next month, which it'd probably take longer to go to that thing, but, like, if it's increasing, that means you're doing the right things. If it's decreasing, that means you're doing the wrong thing. So it's a good tool to use to determine, like, how good the SEO work and the other work you're doing on your website is. So how do you increase domain authority, you may ask? Increase brand awareness and loyalty. So if you are consistently creating and delivering content that communicates your experience, expertise, authoritativeness and trustworthiness. So this is the EEAT that Google has given to. So now Google has actual people. So they've got their algorithm and all that stuff is just done, all AI done on their servers. They tweak the algorithm when they see things are not working right, but they have people that are, I forget what they're called, quality, they're like quality monitors. They've got like a team of quality monitors. They give them guidelines so that they can manually check, is this working right? Is this working the way we want them to do? So they've given them that EEAT, the new E, I think it was experience, was added. So it's user experience. So does the website provide a good user experience? So they look at that, like, does it load well? Are there other factors that might make it difficult for people to use the website? You know, are the buttons too close together so that you click a link? And these are things that they can figure out through an algorithm. But like I said, they also have people that check it. Expertise is the content on there showing expertise in whatever the topic is of your website, like what your business is about. Authoritativeness. There's a lot of letters in that word. That is, are you an authority, right? Because people are going to want to go to the website that has the most, you know, accurate, the most expert information on it. So it looks at signals like, do you have articles on other websites? That's why linking is important. And that's why if you are linking, it's important that you use like what identifies you, your name, your website address, your email address, and all that are consistent across any website that you might appear on. Because search engines, Google is taking in all that information. So you look like an authority if you are writing articles or if you're referred to on other websites about the same topic, but especially if those websites have a good domain authority. And an extra bonus from an SEO standpoint is if that's linking back to your website on a page that's also relevant for that topic. And then that helps give you, that helps boost your domain authority. And trustworthiness. So are there different factors on the website? Trustworthiness would, like, that's why good reviews on your Google Business profile, that shows trustworthiness. I'm not sure exactly if they track the fact, like if you've got a privacy policy and the terms and conditions, and if it's hosted on a secure server. So look at things like that. Like if you are, and if you're managing your website on a regular basis, they're going to consider that like trustworthy. So those are very important factors because Google's come out and said this. And I will link to my article about this in the notes for this podcast. And I actually then link on to Google where Google talks about this too. Build relationships with relevant partners so that you can build this kind of authority. Look at others like in your industry, not maybe competitors, depends on how you guys work together. Those in your industry and other relevant businesses and organizations, if you're working with them to help, you might co-create some content. You might help each other create content for each other, link to each other. That helps build your authority too. You generate more targeted traffic to your website from your searches. So if you're looking at what phrases you're using, if you're targeting the right phrases in the previous episode, I talked about key phrase research, right? So it's an SEO tool, but it's also a way to better understand your audience. So that's why doing this is good for the people coming to your website and your target audience, as well as for search engines. And you'll get better engagement and direct results from all of your activities because it's targeted to the right audience. You're speaking to the right audience. You're giving them information that's useful for them, showing them that you're trustworthy, showing them that you're somebody that they're going to want to work with. And then it's going to improve your ability to attract employees other partners, like in the episode a few weeks ago when we talked about other ways of using your website, like you shouldn't just look at your website as a selling tool. It's also an other communication tool so that, you know, you can reach like employees. That's one of the most common things, is using your website for recruitment, but it also can be finding community partners, other industry partners, investors, if you're looking into that. And if we talked about, if you do have the aspiration of selling your business sometime, potential people to maybe take over your business. Any questions there, Seth?
I think the most important thing too is Google also recognizes that you have to stay active. You have to make sure that things are up to date, and they also will check for, like we mentioned in previous episodes, those broken links, and making sure that what you have on your website for your topic is around your brand and around your theme, and not just so out of left field and hoping that it will all tie in together.
Yeah, like freshness is also another signal that they look at. So that's why it is good to have maybe a news section or a blog where you're adding new, fresh content in. And like broken links aren't good, because the search engines give you, and it's called like a crawl budget. So because there's just so many websites on the internet and so many huge websites now, and a lot of ones that are like inactive, that's one way they can clear them out. But the crawl budget is that, like, each website, they'll say, like, you may have 10,000 pages. Like, a lot of these, like, online shops, because there's pages generated for your product and then all these different categories, so your product might be showing up, like, 10 times. So if you have 100, if you have 1,000 products, that's, like, 10,000 pages. So they may say, well, we're only going to crawl 2,000 pages. So, but the more efficient your website is, and the quicker that it can crawl pages, the more pages it will crawl, and it would increase your budget.
How long will it take for Google to recognize you are talking about a new topic that necessarily isn't related to what they see on the website, and how long would it take for Google to repopulate and realize that?
I've seen this when it came to like redeveloping a website. So that's a time when a lot of people lose domain authority because they don't do it carefully. So it takes a little while, Google, because you'll see it slowly kind of generate the new content through there. Now, sometimes it depends too on how well you're ranking right now, because that's how quickly it will get to you, because
sure,
it would be crawling through more quickly, and how well optimized the new content is.
It's also important to note the ranking is totally a different scale for Google of how they rank your website and how on top of it is for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, risks that you face without an authority building strategy, because I think this should be part of your business strategy. You know, your marketing strategy should be part of your business strategy, and brand awareness and brand authority, domain authority, should all be work together as part of your overall business plan. If you don't do this, you will look like you lack those important aspects of experience, expertise, authoritativeness. I'm never going to get that down. Authoritativeness and trustworthiness with, if it's poorly written content, if you're doing it inconsistently, right? Because remember, what's good for people is good for Google. So if your content is like not good, if it's not existent, right? It's not good for customers, but it's also not going to do well for your domain authority. You'll lose out to your competitors, because chances are they will be doing these things,
and
right?
And your competitors will look at what you're posting and say, oh, okay, they're not posting that, so why don't we jump on that train? And also, too, you know, you're allowed to look at what others are trying to post, and you're allowed to look at maybe how do I implement that into my brand, into my theme. that's not something that is frowned upon within people within marketing. We look at that all the time. It's just a matter of making sure that everything's not maybe word for word, or you're stealing something that they're doing, but you're allowed to look and see what works for them and how you can tweak it yourself.
Yeah, and like the tools like Moz that I told you about, there's other ones. Uber Suggest is another one that I use. I used to use SEMrush, S-E-M-Rush. Yeah. That you plug in your competitors' URLs, and then it shows you where you are compared to them. And you can look at what phrases they come up for, and you can look at who links to them. I always do that, because who links to them might also be good link partners for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of doing research. But I used to tell people, like, you really only have to optimize a little bit better than your competitors. But these days, I think it's such a fast-changing, like, ecosystem that you should really be ahead of your competitors. You should always just be looking at what's best. And, like, don't worry about them, depending on what field you're in, right? Like, for me, marketing, I am going to worry about my competitors, because your website kind of shows what you can do. But also, like, my website's just, it's not as old.
Sure.
Because it's right. Mine's a new business. And so, you know, a lot of my work has been done for other people. But, you know, you do keep an eye on your competition. All, you know, people just do that naturally, don't you?
And doing work for the other companies and other businesses, you're allowed to showcase that on your website and able to showcase the work that you've been doing as well.
If it's that type of business.
Sure.
Like mine, I don't do that as much. Like, I might do like an anonymous kind of case study type thing, mm-hmm. because most of my stuff is not like publicly done for people. If you don't have a good domain authority strategy, you'll waste money, right? Because if you're doing the wrong things, you're wasting your time and money on doing those things. And if you're doing things inconsistently, it's a big waste of money. That's why it is important to have a strategy, because it's like compound interest. It all builds on itself. Whereas if you're just posting occasionally in no sort of set time frames, and you're not having a plan for what you're posting, it's not going to get as much traction as if you were consistently posting on the right kind of topics. So then you get poor lead generation, poor lost sales from your digital channels, poor engagement, less opportunity to build relationships with relevant partners. It's not working for you for your recruitment. So definitely domain authority is, like I said, it's like a double bang for your buck.
And you can also kind of lose that communication if a customer or a business doesn't see that engagement of, oh, okay, well, something must be happening, something might be going on. And sometimes you might think, oh, they're out of business, but they're fully open and ready to rock and roll, but they don't update anything. So it's, they think that they're completely shut doors.
Yeah, that can definitely work against you. So it is important to keep an eye on that. And it's, and like I say, like, if you do not have the resources to make sure that everything's kept up to date, limit the information on your website that can go out of date.
Yes.
Like hours,
yep.
Menus, prices, things like that, that, you know, you don't want to be misleading to people. So find a way, like, call for hours, or I mentioned earlier about, like, the Grateful Den. They said, go to our website for our menu, go to Google for our hours. So, like, they said straight out, this is how you do it. You know, so some people might say, okay, our website is maybe kind of static. We don't change the website much, but we update a lot on Facebook or Instagram. Now, as a marketing person, I think that you should be more interactive with your website, but I can understand that some people might find that difficult. So you just have to look at what your resources are. So I can tell you a little bit about, like, the authority package that I offer, but this would also show you what you should be doing, or if you're hiring someone to do this, what they should be doing. So let's see here. So target research. So it's actually knowing, and I always say you should start any of your marketing work with knowing your target audience. So, you know, looking at who your good customers are now, who's your ideal customer now, identify them, identify the demographics about them. We did a whole episode, probably the second episode of this podcast was probably like the who. The who of how to get in front of the right people. So it's doing your target research. What language do they use? Like whether it's an foreign language or English, which is not so much the case if you're in the States, it's mostly going to be English language. But what type of language? How formal do they speak? Do they use slang? What time of day are they on the internet? But like for key phrases, it's really important to do all that research. Have a content strategy, you know, so that you are consistent. So whether it's once a week you're doing, like I often say, do a new article on your website once a week and push it out. Like now I'm also using the podcast in line with the article, and then push it out to your social media channels throughout the week, and then repurpose that so you can have your article but then have a video about that article, have graphic posts about that article, and tie that in with your email marketing so that you get a lot more traction from the one piece. So whether it's once a week, every other week, if you feel that you really need to stay engaged with your audience, you might do it a couple times a week. You know, but just coming up with fresh stuff. So, but have a strategy so that you're doing it consistently. And then the content creation. So like I said, schedule time, have specific time scheduled to do that. I think people kind of, when you're busy with your day-to-day business, you're never going to get to it.
And also too, it's not necessarily busy with day-to-day that, you know, you might feel like it's being lazy. It's just a matter of trying to carve out and set that time aside for you to say, okay, and we've mentioned this in previous episodes, so I won't preach it too bad, but set a time, set 15, 20 minutes aside, whether that's per day, whether that's per week. Sometimes, you know, you maybe take 5 minutes to try and reply to comments that your business may be interacted with throughout the day. Or you take time to message to optimize your time reply on your Facebook page, etc.
Yeah. And for content creation, I always suggest that you do maybe once a month and write out 4 articles for the month. If that's when you feel too, if you're in a creative state, make the most of that, you know, and then you can schedule it out across the month, because you're more likely to do that. You're more likely to say, okay, half a day, once a month for marketing. And, you know, so many people resist scheduling time for marketing. Like I have such a hard time getting people to meet with me. And like I offer this full day strategy boot camp, and most people say like, oh, can we split that into 2 days? Like a half a day here, a half a day there. And I'm like, sure, but we're gonna need to do that within the same month or even closer together.
Sure.
Because you lose your momentum, and like things do change too. So it's important to carve out that time. And because, like I said, you don't take it seriously, but marketing is money. Marketing is gonna get you more business, more money. So it's worth the investment of time and money to do this.
And plus two, you'll see the growth in engagement over time. And newsflash, it won't happen overnight. It may take a month. It may take 6 months. It may take a year. But if you stick to it and you work with the schedule, you're going to see the benefits pay off, just like anything in life.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So I'm hoping people are getting that message from me. I don't know, because I still, like, I think people avoid me in the streets, like, oh, no, I didn't do my posts, it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that for the most part, when it comes to marketing and figuring out what your business needs most, is it updating your website consistently, is it updating Facebook consistently, is it just trying to make sure that You know, you're staying up to date with current events. I mean, for the radio station, it's every day on social media. There's no days off. Things are getting scheduled. And, you know, sometimes things are 24/7. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just you pick up the phone, and we're all guilty of it, right? Even in a marketing thing where, okay, I'm going to spend less time on my phone today, but I have to look and see what comments and what engagements are there. So that way we can keep getting those new listeners and those new audience members coming to us and seeing how things go.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because a lot of your market, the radio station's market, is going to be using social media.
Sure.
And it is a good way to get them to come on to listen. And that can be a marketing strategy, spending more time on social media and engagement and not doing, like we said, not doing a lot on your website. But remember, you don't own your social media profiles.
All right.
Like, you literally own your website,
mm-hmm.
right? So you've got your hosting, so you're kind of renting hosting space. But your website is yours, so definitely keep it backed up in case something does happen with your hosting. But that is pretty rare. Like, it used to happen a lot in the old days, and that's also why you need to make sure that you're using a good hosting company that's reliable, has good, all the trustworthiness or authoritativeness and all that, too. And that their performance levels are good so that your website, because your hosting company can impact how fast your website loads. And that is a factor.
And also, too, Google tracks of things on your website, of, like you mentioned, of the speed, of the change, how active you are. And yes, newsflash, they can see, as you as an admin, how many times you log in and keep the content fresh and reply to comments and everything like that.
Yeah. So also part of the strategy is outreach. So this is like, so I like the target market research and the content creation are things I do as other parts of services that I do, but the outreach is one thing that's pretty much just part of this authority building, because then I am writing press releases. I am contacting other publications that have online presence. I'm looking to see what high authority websites can I get you mentioned on? And this is what takes time. It takes time, and it takes just consistency and going out there and asking and following up. So I'm researching what publications and what other websites and organizations are out there that would be good to get you on. And then send out the press release, send out the request, do like an article proposal, you know, that I can write an article about this topic that's going to be relevant to, you know, so, and I would do it, say, saying that it's by the website owner of the website that I'm working for, because it's building their authority, not my authority.
It's also super important that you understand your outgoing market and where you're going, right? You have to make sure that you have maybe the correct email address or maybe the correct mile radius and mm-hmm. seeing, you know, and those can change too. Maybe you're looking to attract new customers. Maybe you're just looking to reach out to somebody who came into your establishment for the first time mm-hmm. and you're trying to get them back.
Yeah. So you can see where this is double purpose, because it's not, you know, this is, I'm doing this in a manner to increase your domain authority, but it's also going to get you listed on a publication that, if it's got a good domain authority, it's probably because a lot of people go to that website and they trust that website and they feel that that's a good website for that topic. So if you're on there and you're mentioned on there. Now, when I was doing the audits in Northern Ireland, there was this one website that was brand new. It was a brand new, it wasn't exactly glamping, but it was a different kind of like vacation rental. It was a resort, and they were like, you know how they have the igloos in wintertime?
Sure.
So it was something kind of like that, because it was all glass. So you're staying in there, and it's like a campsite, but it's much more upscale than that. So that's why I said it's kind of like glamping. But they're covered around like the trees and shrubbery and stuff. So it's private, but it was like extremely upscale, right? So, and I think there's others in the world, but this was the first one in Ireland. It was in Northern Ireland. So they had such good rankings, but the website hadn't been on very long and it was not optimized. And I was like, wow, like I've never seen this before, right? And it's because of the uniqueness of the place, they were featured on every TV show, every prominent publication like magazines and newspapers. And so there were links to their website on all of these prominent high authority websites of these TV shows and publications. So that to me was the only reason why that they were ranking so well and doing so well. So because it wasn't just the traffic that was coming from those publications to their website, it was they were ranking well and doing well on Google searches for relevant phrases. So I gave them all the advice to optimize. So hopefully, right? Like, because that was the end of my project. I just had to do the audit part of it. And then it was up to them to take it to the next level. But, you know, I think that you have to look at what is interesting and special about what you do in order to pitch to people. But also it's like making connections. And so a good marketing person who's also does some PR has press connections. So like I have certain people that I'll go to that I know will publish something for me. But I think that it's even going beyond that is where you're getting the really high authority stuff. But I happened to meet somebody. I was working for people that sell fishing and angling supplies. And I happened to meet somebody that was a newspaper editor for some small publications in the state, right? And he's like, well, I'm actually like a regional editor also. And he's like, we have newspapers all over the country, and there'd be certain areas where fishing would be really, and because they were selling online.
Sure.
So I could get this person mentioned and their website linked on all of these newspapers, all these regional newspapers. So that worked out really well. So it's finding like opportunities like that. So that outreach is part of what I do and what you should either do for yourself, or if you're hiring someone to do this, they need to do that work. That's what takes you that extra mile, you know, to you know, those links that you get from the high authority websites, they'll bring you traffic, but they will also help with your own domain authority and then your own rankings. And then ongoing management of all these things. So it's not just the one time getting you mentioned in like Travel and Leisure magazine, you know, like, yeah, that'll be great. And it'll be online for a while, but that's just one. You know, this has got to be sort of an ongoing process. So
you want multiple.
Yeah. And continuous. And like I said, it's like compound interest. It will keep building your authority, building your SEO value of your website, and getting you that traffic, those leads, and those sales. So let's see. So that is how to increase your domain authority and why it's important. So again, I offer this as a service, but I'm going to put a link in the notes to this information on my website, and also it'll have links to some other information about increasing domain authority. And hopefully that'll help all our local website owners to start building their domain authority. Because then I think, too, on a regional basis, because I think like our chambers, they probably have pretty good domain authority. Because I find that like when I'm doing searches on various businesses, usually their chamber listing comes up really high.
Well, I think also, too, with, you know, joining the chamber and being able, it's, you know, even, you know, your collaborating with that business one way or another, which I also think is super important as well.
Yeah. And like they're talking about how like government, and I mentioned this before, government websites, educational institution websites, like they're all ones with high authority. And a lot of these publications that have good authority. But one of the problems now is that they're finding, I'm trying to think, it's not Forbes, I don't think, but there are certain publications that they do a lot of sort of blog posts, not so much like articles that were printed in their publication, but their additional content that they have online. Like I know HuffPost has a lot, and HuffPost used to be very authoritative, but I'm not sure. I don't. It's not Forbes. I think it's Fortune, but it's one of them that has a lot of these kind of websites that search engines and specifically Google are not giving as much authority to, because they're finding that they're just letting anybody write an article and they're just publishing them because they put ads on them. So, like, if you're looking like for these partners, don't look at you. If you're looking at those types of publications, like if it's really easy to get onto, you might think, "Oh, this is great." But unless that publication's demographic is your target audience, and if there's a hell of a lot of ads, and they're the kind of ads that like you kind of click by mistake because there's just so many of them, and they just pop up, like you got to think that's probably not one of the ones that Google's gonna consider. But and how you can tell a website's authority is if you have these tools like Moz, they have little toolbars that you can look at and test and see what their domain authority is. So.
And it's also super important to note that if anyone wants to get any of this information, they can always find you at playcentric.com.
Absolutely, and I'm happy if you've got questions, email me at admin@playcentric.com or reach out on my social media profiles.